I just fucking cut my hair off, so. I was just feeling the new year, new me, and I just was like, you know, it's gonna be great, it's gonna be great, bitch. You just cut 3 inches off the other day, you were feeling crazy, you're good with the 3 inches, you want some more hair change, it's gonna be great. So I committed to it, and then we forgot to do it. We were gonna do it on our trip, and then I guess we got distracted or something, and so I just took a shower, and I was like, I'm gonna do it. Like, I just feel like, yeah, I want the change, and so I did it, and I probably cut, like, 5 or 6 inches off, and now I have a fucking bob. What the hell? It's not bad. It's probably, like, nipple length for most people. My nipples are a little lower than that, so, but it's, like, past, like, the top of my armpit, but probably, like, at the bottom of my armpit, like, right where the armpit, like, meets the tit, like, there. Well, I don't know. It's, like, probably, like, let's see, a hand and a half past my collarbone. It's so short. And I don't know, like, I just feel like my hair is so fucking thick that at this length, like, it just looks kind of odd. I think I'm losing my voice. I sound weird as hell. So, I'm assuming that's what's happening. But, yeah, new year, new hair, I guess. Fuck. Oh, jeez. It's fine. It's fine. It's really not that bad. I'm definitely being dramatic, but, like, it's just so short. I just am not a hair cutter. Like, I just feel like, what the hell? Like, I don't know. I just feel like this doesn't feel like me. Like, I don't know. Obviously, it's just a big change, but I don't know. It just feels like, I don't know. Like, I just feel like I look the most normal with long-ass fucking hair. Like, down to my crack and my butt crack. And so, yeah, this is pretty crazy because, yeah, I'm saying 6 inches. It was probably, like, 5 and a half, but we're gonna round up to 6. And then the other day, whenever I went, last week, I got 3 inches. So, 9 inches of hair. Like, that's a fucking lot, bitch. What are you doing? I just want something because I don't want to diet, but I needed a change, so I just did it. And it's okay. It's just hair. Right? Right? It's just hair. It doesn't matter. I don't know. We'll see. I mean, I guess what you gonna do? So, yeah. Anyway, but our trip was fucking awesome. We went to Austin for the weekend, so Thursday through Sunday. And yeah, it was fucking perfect, honestly. I have a lot on my mind because Cheyenne just moved. Like, whenever we got home, it was like, okay, now she's leaving and going to her house. And so I'm, like, more in, like, a feelings mood than, like, oh my god, that was so awesome. So, that, I'm, like, I don't know. I'm, like, I'm not as, like, party as I was. Like, it was fucking awesome until the end. Because, okay, so let me just go through, tell you what we did, and then I'll tell you what I'm feeling. Because it's Monday, and I usually haven't been recording on Mondays. I record Wednesday morning, and then I post it right then. But, I don't know. I was just, like, so we got home at, like, probably 2 yesterday, and then I just, like, unpacked a little bit, and then I laid in bed, hung out with my cat, and then scrolled on TikTok and was talking to ChatGPT a little bit, and then I fell asleep. I don't know what time it was, but then I woke up at, like, 1 a.m. and I was fucking starving. I was hungry before I took a nap, but, or before I fell asleep, and I just didn't feel like making food, and I need to go to the grocery store, so I didn't really have a lot of options, so I just didn't eat. And so then whenever I woke up at like 1 a.m., I was pretty hungry. And yeah, same situation. So I literally drove to Whataburger at 1 a.m., and it was like hilarious because like I used to do that in high school all the time. Like I would just go eat in the middle of the night, and I don't know, like it was fun. So I, yeah, did that, and it was kind of fun. And I got Whataburger. It's only like probably like 15-20 minutes away from my house, so just drive there, picked up food, came home. They took forever, even though I was the only person there, so whatever. And then yeah, came home and ate and talked to ChatGPT a lot. I was having a lot of feelings. I was just like, I don't know what's going on. Like, I feel like, you know, obviously having a lot of feelings about Cheyenne moving. And then also, like, with my birthday, it's like, you know, it's like a new year. Like, I feel like I like to do a little, it's like New Year's, you know? I want to evaluate. I want to check in. I want to reflect. I want to, you know, see what is working, see what's not working. I want to get out of my comfort zone a little bit. I want to try some new shit. I want to just like make sure that I'm actively keeping my life progressing. So yeah, I just have a lot on my mind, so I just needed to come talk to you, bae. But ew, I hate the word bae. I don't know what it is. Like, I'm just like, don't, why do people say that? Like, people don't really say that, right? Anyway, so yeah, let me tell you what we did. So Thursday, we got there at like probably like noon, and we just went to Congress Street, and we just like walked around. We went and had a little chips and salsa and margarita, and so then we just kept cruising around, took some shots. We took this one shot, $25 for their well tequila. Are you kidding me? Bitch. It was pretty fucking crazy. So yeah, we were like, oh, because like we were just taking turns buying shots, and so my mom bought that. And it was, yeah, $100. And I was like, yeah, we'll just go ahead and send money for that because that is pretty fucking crazy. yeah, it was funny. But I was pretty drunk after that. Like, we took four shots at this one bar. And yeah, we just sat in there and chilled for a long time. And so whenever we left, I was like, whoa. I think we were all kind of like, ooh, I'm a little drunker than I thought. Like, damn. And it's bright as, like, it's daylight outside. And so, let's see, I'm scrolling through my camera so I can see. Oh, and then, of course, you know, we took the picture by the, because they have, like, the murals on the walls. And there's that one that says, I love you so much. And so, we took pictures over there. Took another shot. took more shots. And then, oh, we went to HEB and the liquor store. And the HEB was so much fun. We were drunk as fuck just going through HEB. And then we finally went to our Airbnb and got all settled in. Took a look around. Everything was awesome. And then we had rented like a little donut boat. And so we brought, and it's like BYOB. And so we brought all the stuff to make mimosas. And we got a little, like, charcuterie board and went out. And we rented it for an hour and a half, and it went, like, 5 miles an hour. It was going slow as hell. And it was, like, perfect, though. Like, we were just chilling on our little boat, hanging around, dancing around. Jalen got up on the table, of course. And, yeah, it was just so pretty. We were looking at all these fancy, like, lake houses and just chatting away, watching people paddleboard, watching people, this guy was like surfing a little bit thing. I don't know. It was like that electric surfboard thing. I don't know what it's called, but he was looking cool. We were like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then, let's see. Then after that, oh my god, we went and ate at Hula Hut. Holy fucking shit. Like, I think I've had Hula Hut before, but never liked this, baby. I got fried avocado tacos, and like, fried avocado is like probably my favorite food ever. Like, a fried avocado taco, like, 10 out of 10. I would never turn it down. Any taco ever, but like, fried avocado specifically is just fucking fire. I'm obsessed with it. And yeah, those were so fucking good. They had like some cabbage on them and carrots and something else. I don't know. It was fire. And then the rice and beans there were good too. And yeah, so we ate and then we went home and we were chilling. We're like, yeah, we're gonna go out tonight. And then me and Cheyenne were laying in bed. Well, okay, so there was three bedrooms. So my mom had her own, and then Cheyenne and Jalen, and then me and Natalie. But me and Cheyenne were laying in Cheyenne and Jalen's bed. And I was like, I don't know if I want to go out. Like, I want to, but I'm kind of just, like, chilling. Like, I don't know. We'll see. Like, at least right now I'm not feeling it, but we'll see. And it's like, we had still been drinking all day. Like, still was a little tipsy. And then we went and got in the hot tub, and it felt so good. My mom was taking a little nappy nap, and we went out there, but there was a lot of mosquitoes. Like, the mosquitoes fucked it up, because there was, like, some bamboo and, like, little, like, all these pretty plants around, so I think that was just really attracting the mosquitoes. So, yeah, me and Cheyenne were getting eaten alive a little bit, and then everybody else started getting bit, and then we're like, okay, cool. And it was a little warm. Like, we had turned it down because it was, like, 100 and something. And so we turned it down to, like, 90s, like, 5 or something. And it was just taking forever to go back down. So, but it was great. Like, while it lasted and, like, while the mosquitoes were kind of, like, before they went so crazy, it was nice. But, yeah, after that, we're like, okay, like, let's go in, chill out a little bit, took a shower. There's an outside shower, so it felt so fucking good. Holy shit, it felt so good. And yeah, I just like the outside shower. I don't need a big fancy house, okay? What I do need is a fucking outside shower. At first I was like, oh, I'm not gonna take off my swimsuit, like, you know, just a little rinse, but then I was like, you know what? I'm taking it off. I'm taking off my swimsuit. And, like, it was closed in. Like, it's, like, on the thing it said private outdoor showers. So I was like, it's private. I'm good. And so I got naked and it felt so good. Like, I love showers already, but outside, like, 10 out of 10. And, like, the mosquitoes, like, whenever I was walking, like, over there, they were following me. But I wasn't really getting bit. And then in the shower, like, no, I didn't get bit. So that was fucking awesome. And then, yeah, we just probably took a shot or two and then ate our leftovers. And yeah, at that point I was pretty fucked up. I was pretty high too. And yeah, so 10 out of 10. And then, let's see, Friday, we went to breakfast, and that breakfast was so good. We got, what did I eat? I ate chicken and waffles. Oh, so that breakfast was okay. I didn't love it. It was good. I mean, chicken and waffles, so I'm gonna fuck it up every time. The chicken was really good. The waffle was what was a little mid, but it was still good. We got strawberry mimosas, and those were so fucking good. I don't know, like, I didn't used to be a big mimosa girl, but this trip turned me into one. Like, just because we had bought so much shit to make mimosas, like, we had all the things. Like, and then at breakfast, of course, like, you know, because I don't really go to breakfast in my real life, but on vacation, I'm going to breakfast. And you know what I'm doing on vacation? I'm drinking. So, baby, give me that mimosa. 10 out of 10. And then after that, what do we do after that? We went back to the store, and then we went to Float the River. That was probably my favorite part. Like, I think I floated the river whenever I was a little child, but yeah, haven't in a long, like, obviously since then. And so all my friends, like, I don't know, a few of my friends, like, Natalie has gone one time and Jalen went one time. And I think I was like, I don't know, I think I was supposed to go, but there was some reason I didn't or something. And so, yeah, I haven't got to go, but I wanted to go, like, I wanted to go for years, I felt like. So we finally got to go, and holy shit, it was perfect. The chutes were a little intense, and I wasn't completely prepared for them. And so, and I, like, it all went over, because, like, I was at the back of, like, we had all tied ourselves together, but then we had to untie ourselves. So I untied. And so, like, Cheyenne was just holding me. And yeah, I don't know, like, I, like, went underwater, like, my tube went underwater, my cup was underwater, my sunglasses fell off, I lost them, long gone. So, but that thing launched us, kind of, and it was funny, though. I was like, yeah, whatever, like, that sucks, but whatever, at least I won't have a sunglasses tan line. But yeah, it was so nice. My mom took this picture of me, and I looked, like, slumped, which I was, because we were drunk as hell, because we have bought, oh my god, we bought a big ass Buzz Ball. And so we have poured that in a water bottle. Or like this, like, yeah, big, like, gallon water bottle. And then we also had mixed Dragonberry, Bacardi, and Sprite and put that in a water bottle. And then also, holy fuck, and then we took an edible. And like, oh, like, usually, I don't know, like, I feel like sometimes I, like, you know, edibles are just a little inconsistent, you know? And so I was like, but I'm feeling crazy. Like, I'm gonna get fucked up. I'm gonna take 2 bites. I usually take, like, I feel like I usually take, like, one and a half. Like, I don't know, but I took 2 big bites. And so, yeah, we're laying there and I'm like, I'm fucked up. And, like, everybody else was too. So that was fun. And then there would be, like, some parts where it's like, okay, we're gonna get out and, like, pee. And, like, swim around a little bit, go underwater, whatever, whatever. And yeah, so I did that a few times. But I was scared. Like, I don't know. Like, I was a little anxious for a second because I was like, I got out of my tube and then I was like starting to get to like where I couldn't touch as much. And so I was like, I need to hurry up and get back in my tube so I don't have to like struggle, like fighting to get back in. And then I was like, okay, but I want to go underwater real quick. And then I got scared. I was like, what if I go under and, like, then, like, all the tubes, like, everyone starts going over me. 'Cause, like, you know, you're moving in the river, so, like, it's cruising along. So, I don't know. I mean, it was fine. Like, it wasn't that intense. And I was, had my hand on my tube, so it's, like, really, like, I don't know. The chances of that were very unlikely. But whenever I, like, went under and whenever I came back up, I was kind of like, oh my God, like, that was dangerous. Like, I felt, like, a little adrenaline rush. I was a little scared, but it was also kind of awesome. And then we were getting kind of close to the end, and like we needed to go like towards the side to be able to get out. And I was like, okay, like I'll get out. I want to swim around a little bit. Like I'll come push us. And I got to pee. So I jumped out of my tube. And then at first I was like, I swam around to the back so I could talk to everyone and be swimming us, but we weren't really moving. So I was like, you know what? I got us. Don't worry. And so then I went back up to the front and I was swimming. I was swimming like a frog, like putting my legs like in a little frog position and kicking back. You know what I'm saying? Instead of like a doggy paddle, like just a little tread. That's what I normally do. But it felt so fucking good. Holy shit. Like, I don't know, because like a lake, I don't really like swim as freely. Like I'm scared of fish and snakes and shit touching me. So I don't know. But the river, like I felt really like, I felt really good about that. And I like it because it's like better than a pool because it's not like, well, it probably is man-made, but at least it's not like concrete and stuff. Like it feels like more naturey. But then it's not like, it's pretty clear. I can see, you know, anything. I didn't see any fish. So I don't, is there fish in the river? Is that a stupid question? I don't know. Okay. It's a question that I don't know. I don't care if it's stupid. I don't know the answer to it. But it felt so good. I loved swimming. That was literally probably my favorite part because it was fun, like pulling everyone. And I don't know. That was a lot of fun for me, just swimming in there. And then, Let's see. After the river, I think did we go eat maybe or something? Let's see, because that was on Friday. What did I wear the river? I wore my dress. And then I think we went home. Yeah, we went home and we just chilled. And then we went, let's see. We went out. I don't have any pictures in between. So. Yeah, I think we just went home and chilled. And then. Yeah, I showered again. And I washed my hair again. I had washed it Wednesday. But then I needed to get it wet in the river. So I washed it again. And then. Yeah, we went out and we went to the domains. We went to the Wonder Bars. So fucking cute and fun. And me and Cheyenne took this picture last time we were there of us dancing. And it's like, or someone else took a picture of us dancing. But it was so cute. So I was like, we should like recreate that. Like, let's dance a little bit and then someone take a picture. Which obviously it's a little less candid that way. But not really, because it's like me and Cheyenne are going to dance wherever we are. So, the fact that we're just forcing ourselves to dance right now ain't no thing, because we better be popping our pussy all night. Like, and so that was super cute. Oh my god, and we had these drinks. We had, let's see, we had this disco bowl. That one was so good. It was Dragonberry Bacardi, which is like usually what we're drinking. Like, what we take a lot of shots, like at the house, we'll buy a Dragonberry Bacardi. And then it had Red Bull, watermelon, and pink lemonade. So, pretty fucking fire. But, my favorite thing ever, we had the Dirty D. It's Sunny D with whipped vodka and whipped cream. And, bitch, that shit was so fucking good. Like, holy shit, it was fire. I wish I would have got another one. And then we took a shot there, so at that point we're getting a little tip. And then I met these girls, or not girls, girl, and her friend Victor, and it was Brianna was her name, and Victor, and they were there for Jessie Reyes concert. I was like, oh my god, fun. But then they were gonna go out to Six the next night, and I'm like, girl, like, let me know. And she's like, let me get your number, like, I wanna hang out with y'all, blah blah blah. So I'm like, yeah, like, we'll be out just whenever. And so we exchanged numbers, but I don't think we ever text. Yeah, we never text. But whatever. Hope they have fun. And then, let's see. After the Wonder Bar, we went to the Rose Room, and we're walking in, and the bitch chases me down and is like, wait, ma'am. And I'm like, yes. And she's like, you want to go to VIP? And I was like, well, yeah. And she's like, follow me, like, I'll get y'all a free, like, booth or whatever they call it, whatever. She's like, I'll take you to VIP and we'll get you a free bottle and we'll do this and we'll do that. And I'm like, okay, baby, like, okay. And, like, I just feel like, you know, it was awesome. Like, I didn't even realize. I was just walking in the bar ready to go pop my pussy. And she chased me down. Like, all my friends, like, I didn't see her. But she was, like, yeah, running after me. She's like, you belong in VIP, bitch. Come here. And so, yeah, she chased me down and took me straight to VIP. Yes. And so we got up there. And, yeah, we got a free bottle of champagne. And guess what was right there? Orange juice and cranberry juice. Mimosas again. No. Oh, mimosa. I love mimosas. And so, yeah, we got fucked up. I think we took, like, probably 2 shots. And then, yeah, champagne. We were drinking the fuck out of champagne. Like, I don't know. I thought I only had 2 mimosas, but everybody else said otherwise. I blacked the fuck out. Yeah, I blacked out. And I remember, yeah, at one point we're dancing and I had a mimosa in my hand. And someone hit my freaking glass and I spilled champagne all over me and Cheyenne. I thought it was only me. It got all in my eye and my hair. And I was like, I was kind of pissed off, but then the next day Cheyenne's like, do you remember? Yeah, you spilt champagne all over me, like all in my hair and everything. I'm like, motherfucker, I spilt it, like you spilt it on me. Like, I don't know who hit my glass, but seems like we both took the L there. So don't really matter. But yeah, burned the fuck out of my eye. So I remember that. I was like, y'all didn't see that? Like, I thought no one saw me. I'm like, bitch, like I have mimosa all in my fucking eye. But I guess Cheyenne was fucking with her shit too. But yeah, it was funny. And then yeah, we danced. Oh my god, we danced so fucking much. It was awesome. And that outfit was so cute. I had bought this like yellow mini skirt a few weeks ago just because it was like for $5. I was like, why not? And it ended up going perfect with this top I bought. This top was so cute. And I went with a pair of pants. And I did buy the pants, but I wasn't going to wear them out to the club. It's like a daytime outfit with the pants. So, yeah. But it's cute. The top is, like, strapless. And it has, like, the, like, slant. Like, I don't know. Like, it has a little angle at the bottom. And then it has, like, little... It looks like postcard, like, little stamps that you put. And it has, like, different, like, fruits and plants and vines. And, like, it's cute. So cute, and it's kind of like mesh. 10 out of 10. Love that outfit. And then I wore yellow platform sandals, which were cute and honestly so comfortable. So that was a slay. And I blacked out on them and I didn't even fall over. But I guess like the guy, like there was these people in the VIP next to us and they had bought a bottle of tequila. And I remember like talking to him a little bit and we were like, like dance, like funny danced. And then I don't know, I guess he was, like, pouring the tequila in my mouth, like, from the bottle for, like, a minute. Like, I get, like, he gave us all a shot, but I guess, like, my mom's, like, he gave you, like, 6 shots. Like, he was pouring it all, it, like, everywhere. But I guess it was going all, like, down my neck, and it was, like, all over me. But apparently, I drank a lot of it, and I was, like, I'm impressed with myself because how did I not turn around and throw up? But whatever, I didn't. But you know who did? Nat threw up everywhere. She threw up, like, so they had, like, this little, like, cooler area where they had, like, all of our glasses. And then they had, like, these little, like, big, deep cup holders where I had the champagne, the cranberry juice, and, like, whatever. And, yeah, we're going to the bathroom, And Natalie just turned and threw up in that. And I'm like, ooh, bitch, come on, like, we got to get you out of here. Because we're, like, up, like, higher up than the dance floor. So, like, yeah, it was pretty crazy. But, yeah, so she threw up there. And then we went downstairs, about, like, down to the dance floor. And then she was throwing up there for a second. But I'm like, girl, like, we got to get to the bathroom. Like, we got to get you out of here. And she's like, yeah, yeah. And so she throws up a little bit there. And then we walk to the bathroom. And then she throws up more there. But I don't even know how to describe Natalie. She's a different breed, okay? Like, not even just a puke and rally, like a puke and, like, pump it up kind of gal. She's throwing up and she's dancing. She's like, oh, yeah, yeah, I'm feeling good. Like, just let me get this out real quick. Just a little puke, okay? And then, so she throws the fuck up. And then I think we went and took another shot after that. I don't know what the hell, but she blacked out too. Jalen and Cheyenne were close, but they didn't. But, and then, yeah, my mom, she, like, had a few mimosas, but she wasn't, like, getting, like, drunk. So, yeah. And then we went back out and we danced. And my mom was taking pictures of us and, like, literally so slay. I'm like, we look cool as fuck. Like, it's, like, us just dancing in the club, but, like, from, like, a balcony point of view and like I don't know, it's cool and it's candid because we're literally just dancing on the dance floor with a private photographer. So that was awesome. And then, oh, and they came and sang me happy birthday, like the little bottle girls, and they had their little sign and they had these little like sparkler fire and they let me hold it and I'm like, bitch, I was drunk as hell, why'd you give me that? But they did. So I got to dance around with my little fire. And like it was like a little sparkler thing, but it was so cute. And then Yeah. It was fun. It was, and then you blacked out after that. But 10 out of 10. So much fun. And there was this other group that was in VIP, like, right below us. Because we were, like, up there in VIP, okay? So there was this other little group, and it was, like, I think it was, like, a bachelorette trip. And they had all dressed up as, like, Shrek-themed. And, oh, my God, they looked fucking awesome. Oh, they were so much fun. And that was cute. I took a picture of them. I'm like, I want to take a picture of y'all. And so they all got together in their cute little outfits. I took a picture. And then, yeah, so Friday night, a billion out of 10, was fucking awesome. It was everything I ever imagined and more, okay? And then Saturday, we was feeling rough, rough night, okay? And so we, let's see. Yeah, we just woke up and we're like, let's go to breakfast and then let's just go, like, get a day pass to a rooftop pool. And a lot of them had sold out for the day. So this one that we found was, like, kind of a random one. But, like, 10 out of 10, it was perfect because it was kind of small. And it was, like, I don't know, it was perfect. When we first got there, there was, like, one couple there. And that was it. So we had it, like, all to ourselves, and it had a little bar, and, like, it was so cute. We were just chilling. We weren't taking shots. We were just having our drinks. And then, yeah, we were there for a long time, I feel like. Like, we were there for, like, hours and hours, which was fucking awesome. And then, ooh, and the breakfast we had that morning, that was, like, I really like that. I just had breakfast tacos, but I put, like, it came with salsa, and then at the table, they also had two other salsas, and then I also had avocado. So, I just put all that shit on there, and it was just, like, eggs and bacon and tortillas. Like, it wasn't anything fancy, but holy shit, like, with all that, like, there were so many flavors on there. It was so good, and I got an espresso martini because I was like, I just want a cute little breakfast drink. But I'm not ready for a mimosa yet. I don't even know if they had mimosas there. But I was like, I just want an espresso martini. I've only had one that I liked one time. But I don't know. I was like, I'm going to order it. And I'm probably not going to drink it. But I want to order it. So I did. And I didn't drink it. But it worked out because my mom ended up mixing it with her coffee. Like, in her to-go cup. So she was able to have that. So it worked out. And then, yeah, we just went and chilled at the pool. And then, oh my God, we went to this place. I don't know what it was called, but everything was fucking pink. It was awesome. It was like a taco place. Shit, I don't know what it's called, but it was so fucking cute. Oh my God, I loved it. Yeah, I don't know what it was called, but everything was pink. Literally, even the parking lot, like, all the lines and the parking spots and the little, like, curb things, all pink. The whole outside of the building was pink. Everything inside was pink. All the chairs were pink. All the lights were pink. So it was making everything even pinker. And then we got a margarita flight. And only two of them were good, but we drank all of them, so it don't matter. And then me and Cheyenne shared. I got the avocado cream enchiladas. And she got shrimp tacos. And so we just, like, did one and one. But my shrimp, I'm pissed because that was, like, she's like, that was my favorite food that we've had since we've been here. And I was like, damn, because whenever my shrimp taco, the shrimp was cold. So it was kind of gross. So I just took the shrimp off and then ate the taco, which it was still good. It had, like, feta and there was, like, some cabbage or something else on there. So it was fine. But, like, the shrimp was a whole point, and it was fucking cold. But the avocado cream enchilada, 10 out of 10, it was so good. And then we took a lot of pictures there because they had, like, all these cute little, like, photo ops, I guess. And I think I was kind of a bitch because I just, like, my mom's a photographer and has been my entire life, so it's, like, every little thing is, like, oh, picture, 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 and, like, I just feel like on vacation, like, I just feel like I just want to be more present. Like, I just want, and it, like, I want the pictures, I want the memories, but I want them more candid. I don't want to have 9,000 pictures in different places of me doing, all of us doing the same thing. We're just posing and smiling. Like, just pose for this, pose for this, pose for the picture perfect, picture perfect. And it's like, not just like a quick little one, it's like 10. And then it's like, ugh, I don't know. Like, it, I don't know. It just, sometimes I don't like it. And so I'm like, oh my God. So the first day I was literally like, Mom, stop taking pictures. Like, this is the last one. I can't do this anymore. I can't do this. So I think I was a little bit of a bitch and I feel bad, but I don't know. Like, it just overwhelms me sometimes. Like, I just feel like I just want to have fucking fun. Like, damn, I want to stop posing for a picture. And yeah, so sorry, girl. I'm gonna apologize to her. I was talking to her a little bit about it a minute ago, so I'm definitely, I do think I was a little bit of a bitch. I'm sorry. And but it was literally for like 30, it wasn't like a fight or anything. Like, I literally was just like, holy fucking shit, take one more picture. Like, I gotta be done with this. No more. But then, of course, we took more. So, but she wasn't taking as much. And I was like, sorry, like, I'm not. Yeah, I'm not trying to be a fucking cunt. But damn, with the pictures. And then I was trying to take a cute selfie Friday on my birthday. But I don't know. I feel really conflicted because I'm sick of making duck lips. That was, like, my signature face for my entire life. And I'm just sick of it. Like, I don't do that in real life. So I, like, hate that that's always my pose. Like, it feels, like, very, like, high school, I guess, to me. So, like, I'm down to make it sometimes, but, like, that's my go-to face. Like, that or a smile. And I just, like, I don't always want to smile. Like, that doesn't feel, like, yeah, I usually am smiling, but I don't know. Like, that, I don't, that's just such a pose. Like, every picture ever is going to be me smiling or making duck lips. And I just want a different face. And all my friends do, like, kind of, like, a serious or, like, soft smile face. And I just feel like that's kind of weird for me, too. Like, I don't really, I don't know. I don't know what face I make, okay? I open my mouth and I'm like, a surprise kind of face. I don't know, like, party. I don't know. That's a face I make a lot. Or my tongue out. But I don't know. Like, I just want, like, a chill picture. And I don't know what face to make. So I took a, like, probably like 7 selfies trying to take one, and I don't think I like any of them. Like, I kind of like all of them, but like, I feel like it's like aesthetic cute, but I just feel like weird making that face since I don't have pictures of me making that face. Like, it just feels a little unnatural. But yeah, anyway, and then let's see, so that was Friday night was a birthday. Saturday was, oh yeah, we hung out at the pool all day. And then, yeah, we went to that pink place. And it was, yeah, I'm pissed about my shrimp taco, but the enchilada was really good. The rice was good. And then, yeah, we went back to the house after that. And it was like, let's see. We left dinner, I mean, I guess dinner at like 5. Oh, and then we went to, oh, they had a green light social there, and like, me and Cheyenne, like, we go to these Sunday sessions in Dallas, and at this club, or at this, yeah, I think it's like a club bar called Green Light Social. And so we saw one there and we're like, oh my God, like, we have to go, like, pop in. And yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was really cute there, and we just danced and hung out. And then it rained a little bit, but it felt good. So I was dancing in the rain. And then, yeah, after that, we went home. And I think I took a little nap. I think we watched White Chicks. And then, yeah, then we went out. And Saturday night, we went to 6th Street. And then we also went to the gay bars. So that was so much fucking fun. And I had my sash again. I had a birthday sash. So that's how everybody knew it was my freaking birthday. And it lights up. You can tell that I hate attention. No. So we went fucking party hardy. And oh my God, the bars that we went to were so cute. Like, we went to like a lot of these bars last time, but I don't know. Like, it just was so different, I feel like. So we were getting all these free drinks. And, like, last time we went, they were, like, free drinks. And we're like, nah, like, we'd rather have a shot or, like, whatever, whatever. And because the free drinks they were giving us were, like, the most sugary drinks. Like, there was hardly any liquor in them. But they were just trying to get you in the bar. So, yeah, it was, like, this time we were like, eh, if we can have a shot or we can do this. And then they're like, yeah, you can pick whatever mixed drink you want. And I'm like, shit, okay. And so, like, they were letting us get, like, whatever we wanted. So, and they were making them strong. Like, it was a good-ass drink for it to be free. Like, I got got my Malibu and Sprite, and it was so good. And then we had this giant margarita. And, like, we were getting into all the bars pretty fast. Like, they were, like, taking us up to the front because, you know, VIP. They all want me and VIP so bad. And then I got a free ride on the Mechanical Bull because it was my birthday. Like, I'm just a VIP bitch, okay? And so I rode that Mechanical Bull. Let me tell you, like, yes. I did that shit twice because I fell off and then he let me get back on. But it was so much fucking fun. Holy shit, it was awesome. And then I was twerking and I was like, And then I was jumping because, like, you know, they have, like, it's, there's a Mechanical Bull, but all around it is, like, inflatable. And so I was just jumping. I was, like, in a little bounce house. And I'm like, oh. And it was so much fun. And then, oh, my God, my titties almost fell out, though. Risky, but, hey, it was fun. And then, holy fuck. Oh, fuck. And then we went, yeah, to the gay bars. And it was so much fun. Like, and then everyone was mad at me for picking up broken glass because someone had dropped their whole ass cup. And so I didn't pick up all the baby pieces, but the giant pieces, like, yeah, I picked them up. I didn't want anyone to get cut. And, like, I was wearing sandals. Like, I gotta watch out for myself, baby. But everyone's like, don't do that. Don't pick up glass, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I'm fine, bitch. I would have done it either way, so. And then we found this one club that was playing fucking, like, dubstep, like, hard-ass fucking shit. And I was like, we're going there. We're fucking going there. And I felt kind of bad because, like, Jalen, Natalie, and my mom, like, they don't really be listening to that shit. And Cheyenne, like, she had her phase listening to that, but she's more like a house girly now. So I'm really a fucking crazy bitch. Like, I love to headbang. Like, I'm fucking feeling it. And so I was like, we have to go here, we have to. But they were all down, they were all like, yeah, we go. And then there was a cover fee and it was $20, and I was like, I'm sorry, I don't care, we have to go. And so yeah, we went. And then, but they added gratuity, they added a 20% gratuity for the cover fee. What the hell? Yeah, I don't know what the fuck. Weird. But 10 out of 10, we danced. I was pouring sweat. Like, literally, my legs were dripping sweat. Like, it was fucking insane, but it was fucking awesome. We're all headbanging. They had lasers. Oh, it was so good. And then this guy had a flow star, and I was watching him forever, and I'm like, oh. And then I was like, let me see that. Pass it over here. And so he let me play with the flow star, but his was soaked, so it was, like, extra heavy. And, like, they're already pretty heavy, and also, like, I've probably flow starred like 15 times ever. So yeah, I'm not the best at it, but I was having so much fun. I was like, oh. And yeah, so that was fucking awesome too. And then let's see. Yeah, so that was Saturday night. And I didn't black out. I felt really good, though. And then I was like, it was like 1:30, and I'm like, instead of going to another bar, like, y'all just want to go home. And so we did that. And then, yeah, went home, went to bed. We were, yeah, a lot. We were kind of dead after that. And then Sunday, we woke up and, like, cleaned the house a little bit because I looked at the checkout time, and it was like 10, and I had messaged a guy and I was like, hey, like, I know the checkout time is 10, but, like, is it an option to stay late? Like, how much would it cost? How much later could we stay? Like, whatever. But he was like, I totally would, but I have someone checking in tomorrow too, so, like, I can't today. So I was like, oh, fine, bitch. So, it was fine. I mean, yeah, it was fine. We were out of there by, like, 9:30, so it worked out. And then we went and got breakfast, and this place was also kind of pink, so it was cute. And then, our food was really good there. Like, I got, like, Amiga's, like, wrap. It was weird. I never heard of that. It's usually, like, just tacos or something, but, I mean, same thing, just a little wrappy wrap, but the tortilla was, like, really good texture. Like, it was kind of crispy, so it had a little crunch, but it wasn't, like, hard, you know? I don't know. It was perfect. And then, and Cheyenne's was good, too. She had this, like, bagel, and it was jalapeno cheddar, and then it had, like, avocado and egg and bacon or something else. I don't know, but it was fucking good. And then, and I had got coffee. It was a frap, and so I got a caramel frap, and it was so good. And then we headed home because Natalie is going to, well, she's in Florida now, but she was, like, literally gonna leave as soon as we got home and then get on a flight and go to Florida. I'm like, bitch, you're fucking crazy, but okay. But we ended up just leaving earlier so that way she could just have all the time and whatever, and we were all pretty tired. So, yeah, then we drove home and dropped Natalie off, and then it was, like, dropped Cheyenne and Jalen off, but, like, Cheyenne was about to leave, and so it was sad. We cried a little teeny bit. So we're not gonna see each other till Saturday, and yesterday was Sunday, so literally an entire week. Like, and, like, we don't have our next hangout planned. Like, what the fuck? So kind of sucks just because it was, like, now it's really happening. So yeah, I kind of just came home and I was just kind of, like, sad. Like, I felt bad because, like, my family, like, was like, hey, what's up? And I'm just like, no, like, I just want to go to my room, I just want to cry. So that was really sad. And now we're 50 minutes in and I had a lot more, like, bigger feelings I wanted to talk about, so I might just record another episode, or I might just keep this one going and do a long one, because who cares? I feel like I want to do another one, because 2 hours seems like a really long commitment. Like, I wouldn't want to listen to that. I'd be like, holy shit, that's a long time. So I'd rather break it up. But that was a birthday trip. It was so fun. I love my friends. And damn, yeah, me and Cheyenne won't see each other till Saturday, but we're gonna, we got a hotel. We're staying at the Omni in Dallas. I think, I don't know if we're staying at the Omni. Maybe, I don't know, some nice hotel. And then we're gonna go see Green Velvet. And then, yeah, just spend the day together on Sunday. But, boo, it just freaking sucks. Like, I'm like, I don't know, just when we were dropping them off, like, I was just getting sad. I'm like, I just wish we had more time. Like, I just want a little more time. Like, that just sucks. Like, we just go on this trip and, like, now, like, and it's like we have to say goodbye in front of everyone. Like, I mean, that's fine, I guess, but it just sucked. I'm like, I just wish I had a little more time with her. But, you know, we'll see each other Saturday and it'll be good, but fuck. Like, it just sucks a little bit. So, but I wrote her, like, a 7 or 8 page letter, and I was like, I'm gonna wait and give it to you when we go to the hotel. And then she also wrote me a letter, and she got me this cute little, like, notebook for my birthday, and she just wrote a letter in the beginning. So I didn't read it yet. I was like, let's just do this at the hotel so we can really, like, have our moment, like, because I want to read the letter to her. That's, yeah, I don't know, but I feel like, yeah, just so we can really get intimate. But yeah, so we'll do that and hang out and it'll be really good. But it just sucks, like, an entire week. So whatever, I guess. And then, yeah, I'm gonna go hang out with Trent today, and then I'm gonna hang out with Brody. And we had a really good conversation right before I left. I told them I was talking shit about them on my podcast. And so, yeah, we just talked about it, and that was really good. But I think I'm going to talk about that more on the next one. But, yeah, anyway, so that was a birthday trip. It was so perfect. It was fun. I love it. Like, I don't know. Obviously, an odd number can sometimes be hard because, like, someone's always left out. But, you know, I also feel bad because it's, like, usually my mom just because, like, she's my mom. But I don't know. I just was like, I don't know. Because even last year, I was like, guys, like, I really want my mom to feel included. Like, she's just a girl, too. Like, please, like, try to be active about that. And so then, yeah, for this trip. And it's like, my mom has a good, like, super good relationship with Natalie and Jalen. Like, she's known them forever. And then, like, over the past, like, year, like, Cheyenne and my mom have built a relationship. And, like, it's pretty fucking good, too. So it was nice having everyone was like felt more chill. But yeah, it was perfect. Definitely a comeback, because last year, like, yeah, we were in Puerto Rico, but there was just so much drama. But not this year. But last year, yeah, it was 7 of us, so it was a lot. But this year, only having 5 of us, yeah, I was a little nervous since it was an odd number, but I feel like we were all like good about, I don't know, being all in conversation together. I feel like it felt more intimate. We were able to have more talks. But yeah, so that was good. And I told them, I was like, we're doing this every year for the rest of my life, motherfuckers. So buckle in. But it's fun too. And like, Cheyenne and Natalie were dancing together. And like, I don't know. Then Cheyenne was like, I love that so much. Like, you're the best hype man. And like, Natalie is like, Natalie is a different breed. I'm telling you guys, like, going out with her, like, or literally anything, like, even during the day, like, she is just so much fucking fun. And like, yeah, I don't know, there's just, her energy is just so good. It's so like, pump it up. It's awesome. And so, yeah, they were dancing together, and she's like, oh, that's so fun. And I'm like, oh, that's so cute. Like, my friends, like, catching a vibe. So yeah, that was good. And then, yeah, that's it. But 23 now. Yeah, crazy. This seems a little weird, but I'm like, nothing really happens when you're 23. I mean, I used to tell myself, I was like, I'm either going to get married or have a baby when I'm 23. Like, 23 is going to be a big number because my mom got married at 23. So I think that's why I, like, wanted that. But that's definitely not happening. I've never felt further away from marriage or kids than I do right now. So, hey, I'm here for it. I think this year I have there's a lot of things coming into this year. There's a lot of change happening. I'm excited. I think, yeah, in the next episode we're going to get into all my feelings and what's really, what 23 means to me. But yeah, I don't fucking know. Anyway, but yeah, cheers to 23. Shout out Brittany. And also, I feel like, because it's like, you know, whenever people sing happy birthday, it's kind of awkward. It's kind of like, oh, what do I do? And like, every shot we took, we're like, oh, happy birthday, Brittany. So I just like, I did it too. I sang happy birthday to myself, and then I'm like, oh, happy birthday, Brittany. So anyway, yeah, happy birthday, Brittany. Okay, love you, bye.